Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Alright!
Damn it.
No, I mean, that's it. We're good.
That made the cut?
Yeah, of course that's going to make the cut.
My man.
Yeah, so, this is, it's been a while, right?
It's been a while, dude. 1972. Vietnam. Miss you, bud. Jesus. Oh, wait, was it? I don't even know if it was the 70s. Was it the 70s or the 60s? Vietnam. I don't even fucking know, dude.
I'm so Vietnam sorry. Was the late 60s.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Frank, if you're listening. Oh, no, Mr. Scott? No.
Frank. Yeah,
my Scott. Bad. I'm sorry. I'm exposing
that's
you.
That's what happens when you got two first names for a last name. Two first names, bro.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's be honest here. This is new. This is a new episode of the Nerdy Chicano Show.
Hey, what's up?
You didn't think you'd hear again from us, right?
Miss you guys. Miss the mic. Miss the friend. Miss the setup.
Miss a friend, bitch. You're acting like we haven't been going to the movies together in the last, like, what, 3 weeks?
I know, but still, I know. It's a different thing, that, you know, doing the podcast and then going to the movies, you know. It's just a different environment, different feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's good to see you, bud.
Yeah. By the way, everybody, if you're, like, listening to Luis go over, like, you know, yeah. I'm trying to fuck with the mixer to see what's the best setting for Luis.
Sorry about my shitty voice, guys. I can't do anything about it. That's what God gave me. Sorry, guys.
No, guys, I'm really sorry for my voice. I've been really, really sick these past 2 days. So that's been the reason why there haven't been any uploads lately. It's because I was super sick. And today, I think I'm finally getting my voice back. So Patreon supporters are going to get the mini pod tonight. And yeah.
Did you go to the doctor or no?
Yeah. Well, cool thing about modern technology, there's an app called MD Live.
Okay.
And it's with my insurance, and I just paid $10, and they diagnosed me, and they gave me, and they sent a prescription over.
No way.
And guess what they gave me, bro?
What'd they give you?
Promethazine, bro. I'm drinking lean.
Yeah.
It helps me sleep.
Yo, my man.
Illuminati.
Okay. Give me a little thing about that, though. How does that work? The e-doctor thing.
I just put, like, these are my symptoms, and then they connect me to a doctor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But do you talk to the doctor over
they call
Skype?
Me phone or video? I always put phone because I'm not doing video.
Oh, so they're just taking your word for it.
Yeah, basically.
So you could, because this is like the difference, right? Like, you know, because obviously, like, I'm studying that too, like, you know, different forms of medicine and stuff like that. And so this one's one form. So essentially one person,
let's say,
I'm not saying right, but just let's say someone who is using the system for, you know, a refill on their pain medications or whatever.
Yeah.
How would you know how crazy that would be? Like,
I don't know.
For them to abuse the system like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But then again, like, this is something that's with certain insurances, I think.
Mm.
I don't know. All I know is that there's an app. I called. He was like, dude. He goes, yeah, you really do sound sick. I'm gonna go ahead and write you a prescription for promethazine. And I got my promethazine. It's been helping really good.
Do I sound sick too? Can I get painkillers?
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You know how fucking easy that would be?
I'm also pretty sure that he wouldn't. The doctors wouldn't, you know, prescribe something unless you're like actually fucking sick. Like, you know.
No. True. No, but then they had that epidemic in Florida, because you know how there wasn't any. Like, there wasn't any regulations or something back in, like, 2000 and whatever the fuck. And then they had, like, an opioid crisis.
Oh, yeah, of course. The opioid epidemic.
Because they started to, like, overprescribe, and then they would just take that medication and then sell it to people.
Yeah. Yeah, and then what's it called? Some people were saying, like, you know, how'd you get promethazine, you know, prescribed if they know how much people abuse of that? And I'm like, well, also, I think the doctor knows that, like, what's it called? Probably wouldn't be using it like that, but
is it the first time you're using it?
No, second time. I used it once at the university because I got really sick again. Like,
so, but you don't like going to doctor's office, like going to visit them.
This was I only use this like on emergencies. Like, if I can't go to the doctors,
right?
Like, I've only used it this one time, and then the one time at the university.
Interesting.
But it's pretty cool because, you know, you don't have to really have to go to the doctor. I don't have to go driving all the way to the doctor.
Yeah, you get to an e-doctor, I guess.
Yeah.
E-doctors.
Yeah. Yeah.
guess they're
pretty cool, man. Yeah. So I hope you guys have, you know, you guys kind of missed us, don't you? You guys missed us a lot. Yeah. Luis, we're at a different place now. You're at my grandma's house.
Yeah.
This is the house I grew up on. I was raised here. My grandma's no longer with us, so you know, this house, it feels a little different now being in this house.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't worry, guys. The Nerd Chicano Show is back. There was a little brief pause, but that was all my fault. What's it called?
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
100%, bro. 100% my fault. Yeah. Michelle, if you're listening to this, I'm not blaming Luis. Like you were saying, you're going to blame Luis. No, I'm not blaming Luis. This is 100% my fault because this show didn't continue, okay?
Yeah.
There was a lot going on, and there's a lot having to balance.
That's
I was
true.
Having a lot of fun with the impaired files, which I'm still having a lot of fun with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that I was like, how am I going to be able to... Because, you know, like, what's it called? My internet sucks here, bro. I'm not going to, you know, use the Google Hangouts like that.
True.
But now I actually have my little desk here. You know, I set up here. And Luis can just come on Fridays, and we just sit down here, and we just shoot the shit.
You know what I noticed?
Yeah.
This desk is like, it's kind of the same as mine. Like,
yeah, it's just a different color.
I think that's it. It's... I'm going to say it's like pretty much the same one.
Yeah, it's just a different color scheme.
Yeah. It's a good desk. I like these desks. Like, they're pretty sturdy and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I love it, dude.
The only thing I would, you know, maybe improve to this little setup would be maybe some Wi-Fi, you know? But that's just... But maybe that's like a future improvement.
Well, Spectrum, whenever you decide to come over here, maybe we can actually talk about that. Because at the moment, that's not going to happen. Because... Yeah. You know, what's it called? But yeah, I kind of want to get like, what's it called? A movie poster and frame. But I don't want to do any like changes here. Like,
you're right.
You know, like, I don't want to do too much. Like, I just want to just keep this place like as it is.
As it is.
It's also like, you know, it's been recording here for the past, last episodes have been here.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I can actually like, you know, talk as loud as I can.
Right.
I don't have to worry about Eric jumping in. yeah. It's pretty cool. So, you know, the show's back.
Mm-hmm.
And this show is unlike any other show because this show is just nonsense and nonsense only.
Yeah.
Every now and then we get deep, but this show is nonsense and nonsense only.
Dude, I asked Raul, and like right before starting the podcast, I was like, hey, Raul, like, do you have any, like, you know, any key points or something to, you know, talk in the podcast or something like that? And he's like, dude, come on, bro. It's an energy kind of, bro. We never have anything for you. And then I'm like, yeah, you're right, dude. Like, that's pretty much how it goes here at the Nerdy Chicano Show. But
no format, nothing. This is basically the what's it called? The only way that Luis and I get to talk into the void.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luis is also, by the way, you know, it's been a while since we've talked with Luis and, you know, but what's it called? The Nerdcore Live Show is being rebooted. 100%. That's happening, guys.
God bless.
Luis is the host of the Nerdcore Live Show.
God bless.
Me, Luis, and Brad, we're all three hosts of that. Oh, my God.
Oh, Brad. Me, Brad, and Ro, get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, Brad was... people were saying that they actually enjoy us talking about stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was like, oh, you don't want that to happen. But, hey, you guys wanted it to happen, so it's going to happen now. But, you know, what's it called? Turn down my compressor a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
Dude, I have no idea what any of these buttons do, but every time you move something, I think you're like 100 times smarter than me.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you're fucking moving around, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly...
Awesome. What?
I don't even know what I'm doing. All I know is that if I do certain things to this, things happen.
Yeah.
You learn how to use this thing by just playing with it, dude.
Honestly,
if I gave you like the smaller version of this and I lent it to you and I showed you like the basic way of how to connect it to your computer,
right,
you would probably get this down in like a week and a half because you're just playing with it and you're just kind of... So basically, I don't ever touch this.
Mm-hmm.
I keep this the way it is.
Right.
This over here, you have your lows, your mid, your low, and your high. Those are for your like your variations in the sound waves.
Right.
Then you have your compressor, which if it gets to a certain part, this compresses the volume so that way it doesn't sound like I'm like a little bit too like you know, raspy like that.
Okay.
You have your gain, which is like how loud you are. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, of course I have to have yours because I have the Phantom Power, you know, powering mine, so it kind of diminishes yours a little bit. And then these are the levels.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't know.
I still didn't get that, but I'll pretend that I knew what the fuck you're talking about. Good. Dude, okay, crazy thing, dude. So I saw this tweet, right? And I don't know if you've seen it, but it's this. I'll show you the picture, and I'll post it on my Instagram so you guys can see it. But it's this photo, and I want you to look at it. Dude, I had nightmares. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's do you guys know like that very famous picture of Jesus, Mary the mother, and then the husband, what's it in English?
Joseph.
So in this image that I'm seeing, it's like a human, which is like supposed to be representative of Jesus. The mother is like a chimpanzee or some sort of primate.
Yeah.
And the father is like this alien or whatever. And so I was looking at, oh my God. I had a nightmare.
Yeah.
On this.
I love the caption of it too.
Yeah.
Y'all not ready to have this type of conversation.
Dude. Dude. Exactly. Dude, I got so scared because then there was like comments on Instagram, on Twitter or whatever, and it said something about like that white people were aliens and like because they have it in their genes that they that they want to colonize us or some shit. And you know how like it's you have, you know, A or you have B or you have O blood, but then you also have like positive or negative, Rh negative or Rh positive.
This is a picture that freaked out Eric.
Which one? Ew. Ew.
You remember
dude.
That commercial?
No, I don't remember that commercial. Was that the Mucinex commercial or what?
It's the commercial for like the cream that you put for athlete's foot. And it was those little things just sneaking into like the nails and stuff. It's a picture of one of these little like critters sneaking into.
Dude, have you ever had athlete's foot?
Huh? I have it.
You have it.
Yeah,
dude.
Bro.
Yo, bro. Same.
It sucks, bro.
Dude, here's the thing. It comes and goes.
Yeah.
It comes and goes. Like.
And it sucks.
Yeah. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's like, I understand, like, use the creams and stuff, but, like, those creams, they don't work, bro. Like, honestly,
and
you don't.
And I don't get it, bro. Like, it's not like I don't wash my fucking feet.
Yeah.
It's my mom.
I shower every day.
Exactly. And then my mom's like, oh, es que no te secas los pies. And I'm like, I don't think it's that, bro. I don't think it's like that you just don't dry your fucking feet off.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but anyways, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I saw it was like how dudes with foot fetishes look like, and it's those little critters sneaking into the nails. And Eric was like, what the fuck is this, dude? Why would you show me this? And I'm like, it's because it's funny.
I bet Eric has a foot fetish or something.
Nah, dude. Yeah, Eric's a furry. That's what he is.
What is that?
Oh, good Lord.
What's a furry?
A furry is someone who dresses in a, usually a fox.
Okay.
And they fuck each other like that, dressed as foxes.
They're into like with the tail. With the little like
furries,
butt, like the butt plug.
Furries are like, they're like really, really into like the whole idea of like being an animal.
Ah.
And fucking each other, like, you know, very primal.
Okay.
Way of,
That's a big fetish.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, we respect fetishes always, out here, but...
Yeah, no. Like, look, I told this to Brad.
Yeah.
You know, I've been through a lot of things in my life, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm glad I never got the trauma that led me to become a fucking furry, because I don't know what the hell would it be.
Is that a real community, though? Like,
yes,
is there actual people?
Luis, if you search up furries on, like,
on
Twitter
Pornhub?
Or something, yes, you're going to get a lot of stuff about furries. Like, they're a big thing, dude.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I've heard the big ones, you know, like the feet or the ASMR or the BDSM, right?
BDSM, yeah.
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 But not about dressing up like a fucking animal. Like actually, you know what? I saw one on, I don't remember what fucking big network or whatever the fuck. But these people go to conventions and they dress up like horses.
Yeah, those are furries, bro.
Those are furries.
Yeah, they dress up as animals. Usually furry animals.
Yeah, but these people were fucking horses. They were like, they were carrying each other. Like,
oh, no, I don't know about that. But...
Like the guy would be in whatever the fuck, like kind of horse costume.
Here.
And he would carry this other chick or whatever the fuck. And the other girl would like fucking... You know, whip the guy.
Oh, yeah, no, I think we're talking about something different here, bro.
I don't know, but I saw this big shit, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Hey, but there's no kink shaming, guys. But
No. There's no kink. No. We're not discriminating, but it's just, it's
I don't know, man.
It's kind of fucked up. I mean, I'm just going to say it, man. It's kind of fucked up, but it's cool. Hey, yeah. You do you, whatever gets your dick hard. I'm not going to judge, right?
Yeah, Eric, we're not judging, man.
Yeah, dude. You know, Eric, all love here, dude.
Yeah.
Look, where's your brother, by the way? Still working?
He's working right now, yeah.
Working.
Yeah, he's working. Look, that's furries. The furry fandom is a subculture interested in anthropomorphic animals with human personalities and characteristics. Examples of anthropomorphic attributes include exhibiting human intelligence and facial expressions, speaking, walking on two legs, and wearing clothes. Yeah, so like they dress up like this. Usually like foxes, man.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Like yeah, and they fuck each other in like, those costumes, bro. Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, I think I've seen one then.
Yeah.
Because I saw one time when it was Easter.
Yeah.
And this well, I mean, I don't know, but this guy was an Easter bunny, and he's like, hoo hoo, you know, look at my balls or whatever, and then he had his balls like in a gift like canasta.
Yeah.
But that was it. I didn't think that was furry. I guess that's furry. Okay.
Well, sure. Like those things, like, you know, they actually fuck each other in those things.
Wow.
Yeah, Eric's a fucking furry, man.
God damn.
Seriously, he is. You know, if I'm not lying, guys, he is a fucking furry. I'm just playing around. No, he's not. But
no,
yeah.
He's not. He's going to get harassed on Twitter.
Yeah,
don't. But then again, him. He does that to himself.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, who the fuck is putting all that shit on his Twitter, man? He keeps saying it's me. It's not fucking me. Like, I'm not.
Hey, we're here to set the record straight. It's not Luis.
I'm not putting shit on his Twitter. Like, people keep commenting, like, you know, like very sexual things or whatever to him. Yo, it's not fucking me, dude. I mean, I got some limits, man.
If I want to say that, I say that in public, bro.
I send him a fucking text message.
Yeah,
man.
When we're in person. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Luis is not one to hide that stuff in you know, anonymous. Nah, what's it called? Askings. Like, no,
nah, man. I've never been shy, dude. Come on, bro. Why would I start now? Dude, I got into this word now, and it's my new favorite word. It's called bozo.
Bozo. Yeah, bozo, I know, because Megan says it a lot, too.
A lot. Bozo. Yeah. Like, dude, it's so funny. I love that word. It's like bozo this, bozo that, bozo the clown. Yeah. What the fuck? Bozo. I think it's so funny. It's like
boo-boo the fool, bro.
It's like doofus. Man. That shit's funny. I don't know why. I don't know why I brought that, but it's just, I thought it was fucking funny.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. Look, dude, it's funny. Yeah, you say bozo a lot. Megan says bozo a lot, too.
Bozo.
Yeah. we've watched a lot of stuff since we last talked. We watched Godzilla. We watched
Toy Story. Did you watch that?
What?
Toy Story?
No, I haven't watched Toy Story.
Chucky? We watched Chucky.
Watched Chucky, yeah. But Godzilla was the one we both really enjoyed, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, oof.
Very
God.
Nice. That was, yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, fucking love
cinematic
that.
Cinematic beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Like, fucking print all those frames from that movie.
Dude.
And put them on my tombstone, bro, because that's dude. Beautiful. Like, yeah, like, oh, my God. I love all the effects and the CGI.
Yeah.
And they went out. They went ham on that movie, bro.
They
like,
did. Yeah. It looked like they definitely worked hard on it, and I thoroughly enjoyed the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. We've got yesterday is premiering this weekend. That's the one about what if, like, there was a world where the Beatles never existed and there's only one person that remembers him.
Ah.
Yeah.
And he makes, like, songs out of it. And
yeah, yeah. He's, so he's, like, because famous. He's a struggling musician.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody remembers the Beatles. So they're going to, you know, he's going to try to, like, you know.
Do you think that movie's going to be interesting? You want to watch that
movie? I want to watch that. Because,
really?
Because first
I
would
expect you to watch that type of movie.
Yeah, because first of all, the director, Danny Boyle, he did Slumdog Millionaire. And he did, like, he did Slumdog Millionaire. He also did.
Not that big of a fan of that movie.
I love Slumdog Millionaire.
Really?
Oh, my God. I love Slumdog Millionaire.
I didn't find it that interesting.
I think he did Life of Pi.
That one was better. That one was better.
Yeah, I think he did do that Life one was of better. Pi. He's been working with a lot of, like, what's it called? Indian actors. As like, you know, the last couple movies have been with Indian actors. And they've been Indian stories.
Is he Indian himself?
No, he's not. He just really has a fascination, I think.
Fetish.
No. Hey.
We're not going into fetish.
No, we're not going into that here, okay? We're not getting ourselves canceled the first time we come back. But yeah, you know, Danny Boyle, he was supposed to do the next Bond movie. Things didn't work out. But yeah, I want to watch Yesterday. That looks good.
Did you hear who got casted as... what big role was it? It was... Millie Bobby Brown and somebody else got
Henry
cast,
Cavill?
And Henry Cavill got casted as Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes, and she's gonna be Elena Holmes.
Elena Holmes.
Yeah. That looks so cool. Yeah. I think it's just awesome that.
But do you think
Sherlocks that we've had all end up being superheroes? You know, yeah. Robert Downey is what's it called
the best
Iron Man.
One. The best one.
Yeah,
let's put it there.
Benedict Cumberbatch, who was
second best.
He's the second. And you know, the BBC. Doctor Strange.
Uh huh.
And now you have Aaron Cavill, Superman, who's going to be Sherlock Holmes.
How do you think he's gonna be?
He's got the looks.
He's definitely got the looks. Do you think he's got the wit and the fast-paced talk of what Sherlock Holmes? Well, at least what we've seen before through Robert Downey Jr.
I think he can do it.
And through Benedict Cumberbatch.
I think he can do it.
You think so?
I 100% think he can do it. Hmm. But
I don't know. I have no idea about that.
It's something that I'm gonna keep my eyes on for sure.
Yeah.
I did not like Mission Impossible Fallout. But really? I said that I thought that Cavill was fantastic in that movie. Yeah. He was incredible in that movie.
Beautiful.
He was great. I'm glad that he's kind of getting more roles, man. You know, he's doing that Witcher series for Netflix. He did that series. He was in Mission Impossible Fallout.
Right.
I think I'm just glad that he's getting these roles because, you know, we're sitting around here waiting for a Man of Steel 2. I bet he's the one who's sitting around there too. And it's just never coming right now. So, you know, he's like, might as well just keep on making my name by getting all these other roles. So I'm kind of glad he got that casting, you know.
You know what? I'm sorry. Just talking about superheroes real quick. Ezra Miller. Have you seen that movie he did back in 2011 or something like
Which
that?
Which one?
The one where he is a school shooter?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not a shooter. He fucking bow and arrow to people.
Yeah.
Pretty the same shit.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah. That one. Dude, believable as fuck.
Man.
How did I not watch that movie? It's been years.
I love that movie, man.
Dude.
It hurt that scene where you just see his dad just... Mm-hmm. And then the little girl too,
dude,
the little sister.
Girl, dude.
Like, man, she's so good in that movie, dude.
And then And then he only left the mom alive.
Yeah, Carrie
Ann Moss. Which was really weird choice. Yeah. Why he decided to leave her when the dad was obviously, you know, his favorite, and the daughter was indifferent.
It's when I remember that movie, it was really like. Thinking to the psyche of, you know, this very troubled child who was really getting his way with his dad, but he wasn't getting his way with his mom.
Yeah.
So, like, at the end, he was kind of twisting it and turning it, like, you know, like, if I would have killed my... Like, if she would have killed his mom...
Right.
The father would have known that everything that happened was true. But the fact that he killed the dad and the sister, it only proves the same thing that, you know, the mom had always thought about the kid. But... You know, it's a very, very good movie.
Very. No, I just wanted to randomly bring that up because
it's very dark and it's like, you know, it's the lady who directed that movie. She also did a really good movie with
you're getting a bunch of mosquito bites, dude. There's that one there and then on your other arm too.
Yeah, bro. You know, mosquitoes love me. You know that she last year, I think she put out a movie. You Were Never Really Here. It's with Joaquin Phoenix. He plays a veteran that's coming back from war, and he's basically going around town and just whacking, what's it called, pedophiles. And he's trying to disrupt the pedophile ring.
Yeah.
He's so good in that movie too, bro.
What movie is that called? So
You Were Never Really Here. It's on Amazon Prime. You Were Never Really Here.
You Were Never Really Here. I'll put that on my list.
She directed that one. Oh my God. It's so good, dude.
Is it?
But it's like, she's such a great director, but she chooses these really, really dark concepts. There's like, when I watch these movies, like, you need to talk about Kevin. Like, once I watch them, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't think I have to revisit that for like another 2 years. Because it's just so dark and depressing.
Yeah.
And I'm used to watching dark and depressing stuff. But that, I was like, yeah, that's a little bit too, you know.
A little too much.
Yeah. Because we see it all the time on the news, bro. Like,
right.
When these things happen. And, you know, like, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I think I'm good. I'm going to have to wait on this one.
Yeah.
It's very different from the reason why I don't watch The Shining, but...
Have you seen that movie before?
The Shining? Yeah, I watch it only once a year.
Dude, you know what, dude? I've never seen it because I heard it's scary. You know, remember Mauro?
Yeah.
Mauro used to tell me, dude, like, this is like the scariest movie I've ever watched. And I'm like, and you know, obviously me, I'm a fucking pussy. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to watch these shit or whatever. So I have yet to see that movie, but I've heard so many good reviews about that.
Yeah. It's, I've got the Blu-ray. I can always lend it to you. Mm-hmm. It's not scary as more that it's disturbing and it makes me feel icky watching it.
Icky.
I don't like the feeling when I watch The Shining. It's like, it's not like jump scare right in your face, bro. It's like disturbing and you're just seeing this guy turn, like slowly go
without
mad.
Without spoilers, yeah.
Yeah, slowly go mad. And I just don't like the feeling I get when I watch The Shining. And that's why I think it's an amazing movie. Because for a movie to do that to you.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not scary. It's more so like disturbing. It's like psychologically not, like it's not a good feeling I get when I watch it.
Right. No, speaking of movie, I know we're just randomly jumping or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I saw the review by one of the very trusted YouTube reviewers of movies.
Jeremy Johns.
No, Chris Stuckman.
Yeah.
Stuckman Eyes or whatever.
Jeremy Johns.
He saw the movie from the director of Hereditary.
Oh, Midsommar. Yeah.
And he gave it a B- because he said it wasn't that good. He said that it was visually beautiful, but he said that the movie itself was just, it wasn't there.
And that's funny because my Twitter feed, when they did the first reactions, they were praising the shit out of the movie. They said that they went to home and they were still thinking about this movie. They woke up the next day and they were still thinking about this movie.
Oh. And,
you know, that it's like, it is disturbing. It is... that there's stuff in that movie that is gonna cling with you to the end of the until you get home. It's kind of the same way that I felt about Hereditary. Like I finished watching it straight up, bro. 2 weeks, I hadn't stopped thinking about that movie, bro. I was like, oh my god! Like
specifically that image of that girl on the side of the road, with the ants and shit. That is always embedded in my head. I can recall that memory in my head.
Yeah,
bring it back to my front of my head, and I can still recall the detail of the of that image.
Yeah, that's another movie that I don't plan on rewatching anytime soon, and I haven't bought. Mm-mm. But it's like I was reading those reviews, and they were like, "No, this is a real." He goes, "It's not quite up to par with what Hereditary was,
right?
But this is a really, really good movie that he made. It was also great because you know, I was also really interesting. What I found out it was that he made this he wrote this movie after a really bad breakup." And I was like, holy crap, man. This guy just wrote this movie after a breakup? You know, imagine what else he has written down. Like, what the fuck did you read? What the fuck did you write when you're like your parents died or something, dude? Yeah. Like, God, like I can just imagine what scary stuff you got written in there that you haven't turned into a company yet. It looks really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's one that I need to kind of go in. Shut my brain off like I did with Hereditary and let me, you know, fully immerse myself into it. And when I get out, I will probably let you guys know what I think about it. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same thing as Hereditary where I'm going to be thinking about this movie for weeks.
When does that come out?
Next week because Spider-Man Far From Home comes out next week as well.
What are we doing? What are we thinking? Are we doing Spider-Man? Or are we doing
Spider-Man's showing Monday. Yeah. You know, like
in Bronzo Cinema?
Yeah, I mean, checked my app and everything. Dude, it's showing on Monday already. It's $5 Tuesday, cuz.
You want to go?
Of course.
Dude.
Yeah, $5
Tuesday. Dude, then let's fucking order. Yeah, dude. I'll order after the podcast.
Sure.
We'll get a couple tickets.
Go. Yeah, you know, Spider-Man Far From Home on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. What's it called?
So we'll go see that one,
And then Midsommar in the weekend. Well, no, not the weekend. Shooting the movie next week. Next weekend.
Already, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, dude. I want to be here to hold the fucking microphone and shit, dude.
Well, you're either doing the microphone or you're doing script supervising. Yeah. So either one of those two. But
Yeah.
It's, you guys, I actually have not talked about this at all.
Yeah, please. Please, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Luis, you can ask me anything about the movie if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, we're like this close for it to be
shot. I will ask you a couple things. So that way I know the answers, but I just want the audience to know as well. Mm-hmm. First of all, you wrote this film, yeah? This short film or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What's it about? Give me a little synopsis of what it is without actually spoiling.
Yeah. Well, the spoiler is always there. It's there from the beginning. It's known from the beginning, whether you want to accept it or not. It's known. It's about this couple.
Mm-hmm.
Their names are Jose and Jessica. One lives in Brownsville, one lives in Matamoros, and they have 24 hours to spend together before the border is closed forever. And they are, well, not forever, for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And they basically have to make the best out of these last 24 hours that they have together. I wrote the movie. Trump had tweeted that if Mexico would not, you know, stop doing the things that it's happening or whatever he wants to call this fake emergency.
Whatever fake emergency
he's talking about. He said that he would have to close the border. And that got me thinking, like, there's something that's always interested me. And I think Luis can kind of jump in here because he's the actual person who's ever had a real relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You always separate from your partner when you kind of leave. Yeah. You know, you go home, mm-hmm. you sleep.
Right.
You don't know when you're going to see them the next time. You know, it's probably going to be the weekend. You know, you're still talking to them through the phone. But you've emotionally separated yourself from them for a bit.
For sure.
Now I thought, how about this? Like, I want to talk about how that plays when you're physically separated and you literally don't know when's the next time you might see each other. And I wanted to talk about, you know, emotional and physical separation.
I thought,
you know, everybody was like, oh, well, why didn't you do it by like a mother and a child? Because
mm-hmm.
not everybody is a mother and not everybody is a father.
Mm-mm.
Not everybody has a kid. But everybody has had that one person they absolutely love. And if you were never able to see that person again without... And I'm not saying a breakup, because it's not technically a breakup. It's mm-hmm. a forced separation. So I wanted to talk about, like, what would you do those last hours if you knew you may never see this person again?
That's such a good question and such a actually, like, realistic question, because it happens all the time, dude. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
People get separated all the time.
Migrant workers.
Yeah.
You know? What's it called? They might be at your town for like 2 or 3 years and then they have to move to like fucking Michigan to go do work over there.
Mm-hmm.
So a new school, new life.
Because like at the same time, this person that you invested so much time into mm-hmm. and you love and you care mm-hmm. and you have a deep emotional relationship with them. And even though you're still texting them and you're still FaceTiming them or whatever.
Yeah.
That physical connection
is very different.
Nothing beats it, dude. Like, you're with that person and you don't ever want to leave that person.
There's something about physically touching someone. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. I don't either way, you know, sexuality is a big part of relationships and it should be talked about in a very, what's it called, a very comfortable and way that, you know, you two can get across what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. But there is a certain feeling that comes with physically having somebody there.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk about what would you do if you were never possibly able to see that person again and you didn't know when was the next time you would be able to see that person?
Well, that really all depends on how or what kind of relationship you have that person. But if you were to think, okay, well, this girl or this guy or whatever it is that you're this person you're attached to, and you're like, okay, well, I really see my future with this person. Yeah. And you're like planning each other's futures. And they're like, and this is what we're going to do. Happens. This is what we're going to say. And hey, this is how many kids we're going to have. This is our plans together. And then something that's out of your control tells you can't be together because mm-hmm. of a non-existent border.
Yeah.
Because Earth has no true borders. Yeah. There is no fucking separation between the and U.S.
By the way,
Mexico.
Yeah.
It's just a piece of fucking land.
Yeah, and by the way, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo said that the border was at the Nueces River.
And the Nueces River, bro. Yeah. We got much more fucking room.
No,
fucking
Americans.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I love America. But
they got screwed out of a lot of fucking land. So,
dude. We're talking like acres and acres of fucking land.
Acres of fucking, and that, you know, that's a conversation I'll have another day. Because that's like 3 freaking hours of that I can talk about. But yeah, I really wanted to talk about, anybody who's known me known that I don't do a lot of the lovey-dovey stuff. And this movie is not lovey-dovey.
Mm-mm.
You know it from the beginning. that these people are not going to see each other again. So you're there kind of examining.
I don't know. That makes me really sad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and
my heart's already breaking.
Yeah, and I hope it does. And I hope it does. I don't want you to feel happy. I want you to understand that
the reality
of the things. Like, I'm showing you a couple. Imagine a goddamn son and a mom. Like a son and his mother and his daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I really wanted to talk about this, and I really wanted to explore it. And I'm glad that I'm going to make it now, because this is something I'm not going to spoil anything. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you how it ends, even though you can already picture how it's going to end, mm-hmm. because there is no other way to see it. They're going to be separated, but I wanted to kind of explore that. You know, I've never been in a relationship. No, like, I've never felt that. But I put myself in, like, the shoes of somebody who has. Mm-hmm. And I thought, if I could never see this person again.
Fuck.
Like, and there's nothing that I can absolutely do. Like, you know, I'm not going to leave my family, go to the border just so I can marry my girl over there. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's not going to come over here and marry me over here, because it's going to be a longer process. Like, you know, there's just, sadly, there's something that is just, it's an unjust law that is keeping you from each other. And I said, I want to examine those last 24 hours. I want to see what they do. I want to see the time they spend with each other. I want to see each embrace, each kiss. I want to see that before it's honestly all separated.
See, I'm a very lovey-dovey person. Yeah. So I love seeing love, and then for love to be broken.
It's just, and it's.
Dude, I cried again. I watched the movie again, The Star is Born.
Eric watched it for the first time. He cried, bro.
Died, dude. I fucking died and came back still crying. But anyways, yeah. Besides the point. But going back to your movie. And so you're starting to, you're going to film this next week. Next week?
Mm-hmm.
That you have your actors already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are your actors?
So we had somebody, she dropped out. So the stars have aligned. I'm able to work with Arlene now.
Okay.
After a long time of trying to plan a lot of projects with her, mm-hmm. the stars have aligned. Everything is good. And then our good buddy Andrew, who does comedic roles on Harry Shorts, had a really, really wanted to kind of try out for a dramatic role. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, man? I'm a lover of giving people a shot with stuff they're not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, let's do this.
Might as well. Yeah.
Might as well. I am shooting and I'm directing it, of course.
And Alex is editing.
Alex is editing, yes.
I'm
Alex.
Holding the fucking sound thing, so I'm a vital part of this film, so fuck y'all if y'all don't think I am.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't get really credit, but, you know, yeah. He's like, I was there to help.
I was there, man. I was, you know, I held the mic.
Yeah.
I held the mic, dude.
Yeah, if he doesn't get to hold the mic, he's going to at least be supervising the script, making sure that they're saying the lines. But look, this has been a project that, you know, took a lot of time to make happen, and I expected it, but, there's what's it called? I the last three projects I've done were all school projects.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand why those happened a little bit faster, because people are forced to do them. But when you're not forcing somebody to do something,
mm-hmm.
what's going to happen, bro?
I don't know.
People aren't going to want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it sucks, man. It sucks. But look, I shoot next week. Alex will start editing it. We're going to do a little bit of promotion episodes on podcasts to talk about the movie, promote it a little bit. And then I want to say it should be up by first week of August. I think Alex and I are shooting for it to be, you know, first week of August.
That's good.
Yeah.
The movie, that's a good goal.
Yeah. The short film is called Beyond the River. And spoiler alert, I'm not doing another one of these. Mm-hmm. What's it called? After this one, I'm going to experiment with some stuff and I'm going to write another script. But, you know, this is a project that I've wanted to do for a while. It's not a passion project,
mm-hmm.
but it's one that I've had in the back of my head for a long time.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah.
You have a very interesting eye roll, and I want it to come out. And I know that you've had some trouble with actors or scheduling. You know, I know how it goes, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, God willing, this will work out for you and you'll be able to finish, if not finish, most of your shooting to that next week. You'll have most of it done, so that way you actually get to work with him, man. And I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you.
Air is it's a very, very, very tough position that I put myself in. Mm-hmm. Because you know me, I'm not the bossy type of person. I'm not the type of person who like forces you to do anything.
You should.
But when I want something,
yeah,
I fucking want it.
Yeah.
I want it really bad. Like, I'm gonna work my ass off to get it. So like that's why I was like that. Back of everybody. Hey, sure you wanna try for the role? Wanna do this? Wanna do that? Hey man, did you get the days off? Did you get the days off? No, I'm sorry. To my cast and crew, I'm really sorry that I kept blowing up your messages.
Yeah.
But you know, this is a really, really important project to me.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And it's
get in or get the fuck out.
Yeah, it's for the people who didn't get to participate in it. I'm sorry that, you know, it couldn't happen this time. We'll try to make it happen the next one. But you know, I'm kind of at the point where I need these things to happen. And if the stars aren't aligning, then you need to tell me so that way I can get the fuck up and, you know, start working with somebody else. You know, like it's very much, and I don't want to put anybody on blast. I'm just saying that
I will fuck way, you.
Nah, no, the way that I work, it's very much on my time, especially because it's my vision. It's my vision. If I just wrote this, I'd just be chilling over here like, okay, bro, tell me when we're going to get ready. I'll be there to consult. Mm-hmm. But, you know, let the director and the producer basically do all they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wrote this. I'm directing it. I produced it. And what's it called? I'm shooting it. So I kind of had to put myself in that position.
And you're casting. And you're doing all this extra work that's like...
Yeah.
You're getting your fucking dick pulled, man.
Yeah, I really am, dude.
But hopefully it works out, man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. I really hope so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one, I'm kind of thinking about horror next script. Mm. But we wrote a really, really good script that I want to shoot. Mm-hmm. Because I really, really like it. I would like to add a little bit to it.
Yeah.
But we wrote a really, really good script that I would really like to make. You know, I have a lot of stuff in the vault.
Yeah. But ideas never run out.
No, they never run out.
It's just the getting the actors, doing the film, shooting.
Yeah.
That's the harder part.
And sadly, you know, I love my hometown. But Houston, I got so many people who are already, you know, kind of down to do something. Mm-hmm. And over here, I found myself like having to constantly find ways to find people here who are actually down to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe that's just because a lot of the people here, it's not something that's been really famous around here. You know, in Houston, you have more populated, more people who want to do a lot of things. And, you know,
I'm going to be real with you, dude, because obviously we both live here.
Yeah.
But it's the attitude, bro.
Yeah.
People here have this, nombre, wey, no pasa nada, I don't care. Like, that kind of attitude, which is, sometimes it's kind of like, it's kind of gross. It's like, there's a lack of motivation in whatever the fuck they want to do. Yeah. It doesn't have to be, just in general, them getting their dreams on or their goals accomplished. They have this, like, negative attitude of, like, nah, man, I'm good, or nah, or nah, nah, nah. That's, like, the favorite word people like to use here, apart from
nambe.
Yeah, nambe. It's like, nah, 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 nah. It's like...
Yeah. It's, you know, I love my hometown. Sucks, I love my hometown more than anything, bro. I love this community here. You know, I really do love the people here.
Yeah, it's
But cool. It's like, there is a mentality here where it's like, you know, you don't want to really chase what you want, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, and it sucks because, you know, we have a lot of talent here. A lot of talent that could be used if we could just, you know, kind of apply ourselves and really put ourselves out there. And understand that it's not a thing that could happen in like 3 months, 4 months. Like, you have to really apply yourself for years and years on end. Like, it's the way I always say it. I was like, said it on the first couple of episodes and I said it here. I'm not doing this for it to be big in 1 year or 2 years. Mm-mm. I'm willing to grind this shit out for 10, 20 years, bro. I don't care. Whenever it happens, it happens. But like, I'm busting my ass. Like, you know, I'm not sitting around here thinking that the process is this short-term thing. I'm thinking in the macro, bro. I'm thinking about the macro, not the micro. I'm thinking about big picture stuff, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it sadly, that's the mentality that you don't really find here. And it sucks because you see a lot of people with so much potential that if only they would apply themselves, they could do the things that they want to do. And only if they understood that those things that you were put into your head when you were young, like those insecurities saying that, no, you can never do this, you can never do that, they're fucking wrong. You can do it.
Absolutely.
You just have to do it. You just have to start and you can do it. And, you know, sadly, like, it's hard to unpack stuff that we were told when we were young. But when you learn to do it, oh my God, you can see all the things you can do.
And if you think about it, Ro, like me and you, just in example, me and you. Me and then you, right?
They should have gone fucking water.
Look where we live. Look where we live. We live on the border. Second thing, we live in the, not the richest part of Brazil.
We live in the hood, bro.
Exactly.
We live in the fucking hood.
So statistically speaking, I'm supposed to have my second kid, dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
Been working in a whatever kind of job.
Yeah.
You should be a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Or have gone to jail once.
Yeah.
Statistically.
Yeah.
But it's about having that mentality, like you said, beating the statistic.
Yeah. Like, I want to do what I want to do. You know, I don't want to be the token stereotype that everybody looks at.
Right.
You know, and sometimes we embrace our stereotypes. Like, you know, like, if you ask me if I like tacos, I like tacos. Sorry. That's my story. But, like, it's also engraved in our community, like, the fear of jail. Like, if you haven't done, there are two things that are the things that you fear as a Latino. You fear either getting, deported because you're not, documented, or you fear going to jail. Those are two things that are guaranteed fears when you're born into the community that we're born into.
That's true. And even if you don't do anything wrong, even if you're from this fucking country or you've never even had a prior, you still get shit scared.
Yeah.
When they stop you.
Why
is that?
It's very real. It's very
so
real.
It's so stupid. Why? Why should we have to be scared? If they're here to serve and protect, why are we scared?
Yeah. So then I'm telling you, like, we live here in the hood.
Yeah.
And then you look at the rich side of this town.
Mm-hmm.
Trust fund babies.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. Who get everything paid for. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still not even doing what they want to do. They're the route that they're always told to do things. And it's like, you know, I don't care if you're a trust fund baby. Like, you know, there are actual people in this earth that wish they weren't trust fund babies because they sadly feel like they have, you know, these things to live up to. But I'm saying anybody can change it. You can do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be doing these things that you were told since you were very young that you were supposed to do. You can always, you know, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You look at it in the grand scheme of things. If you're 30, you got 80 more years to live. I mean, what's it called? Like 60 more years to live. That's 60 years you can still use to do a lot of stuff. If you're 20, even better, bro. You got 70 more years to live. Basically, yeah.
Mm.
So, I always like to go in these philosophical rants. Like, you know, you guys are going to get a lot more of this when they do my interview for the Impaired Files. Daniela's going to do that one for me. She's going to be on the other receiving end and talking to me. But I promise you guys, you've only touched the surface with me. Like, there's more than I think. And, like, there's more.
You're smart, man. You're smart, man, dude.
I don't think I'm smart. I just think that I'm aware.
Nah, you're fucking smart. Shut the fuck up.
You're wicked smart.
You fucking Matt Damon looking ass. Yeah. Smart ass. MIT looking.
I should have gotten a water before we did this because my throat. My
you know what? Dude, I was going to ask you that. I was like, dude.
There's waters in the fridge. But look, we're almost done here, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final thing. Just wanted to ask you.
Yes, my shirt is ripped. Okay.
You know, I wasn't going to ask you that, but I did see it when you pointed it out.
Yeah.
And get that sewn on, dude.
Yeah, well, this is what I used to sleep in.
Ah.
Yeah. I got it home and I just kind of changed myself.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. It's all good.
Fuck. Going on vacation this summer? Any vacation? Nah. Wait. I'm so sorry for asking.
What's a vacation, bro?
I'm so sorry for disrespecting you, sir.
No, bro. I haven't been to a vacation in a long time.
No?
You know?
Me neither.
Nah, bro.
I wish I had vacation money, dog. Fucking Six Flags shit, man.
Yeah. No, of course. I wish I did too, bro.
Yeah.
I wish I did too.
Temporary struggle, bro. But at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, we'll get there, bro.
We'll get there, bro. Melano, no, I already told my parents. What? My graduation gift. Mm. I want to go to Galaxy's Edge. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Yes, I want to go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, man. I want to go to Vatican City.
Yeah? Yeah. So, like, that's probably going to be my next vacation. But, yeah. It's important to do vacations, but sometimes the motherfuckers got to work, bro.
Dude. The struggle's real, bro. Yeah.
Past 2 days, I was out of work, bro, because I was sick. Kind of.
How did your boss take it? They give you shit about it?
She was okay with it.
My man.
Yeah, especially because I told you, doctor kind of ordered it, man. She's like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
And so they got somebody?
Yeah. I think they had somebody at the shop. Mm. Yeah. I know there was one thing I wanted to mention in here, but I kind of don't remember. I brought up the Michelle things that I was going to say was your fault, which is not true because it's not your fault that this show never happened anymore. I brought up that you're hosting the show with Brad and I.
I have a question, and I don't know if I can ask you this, and you can cut around this if you want.
No, I don't cut.
No cut.
No cut.
Okay. So there was this Patreon thing.
Yes.
10 people. And yes. I don't know if you've mentioned it already into the other.
We're back at 8, yeah.
Okay. When you get to 10 and you go back to Houston, then you can probably diet.
No. I mean, we already reached the goal. I have to diet.
You have to diet. When will you diet?
Whenever Michelle decides to come down.
Dude, I think she was here, dude.
Huh?
She was here a little bit ago, I think.
Yeah, I we talked. She wasn't going to be able to come over here. Mm. Yeah.
So whenever she comes.
Yeah.
Dye the hair.
Yeah.
Mama.
Yeah. But look, what's it called? The Patreon's kind of glitchy right now.
Why? What happened?
I have no idea, Ma. I don't know how technology works most of the time. It's kind of glitchy right now. So it says that we have 9 people.
Right.
But it says on the thing when I checked the Patreon relationship manager, it says we have 9 people. But on the thing, it says 8. I'm like, okay, then which one is it?
9 or 8.
Yeah. Should be 9. But look, it's going to happen. We're going to reboot the show. You know, you guys got us there. So what's the God we have to? And I'm going to do it. But there was one thing I wanted to bring up so bad.
I want you to remember. Because then I'm going to be fucking pissed off if you.
Yeah. You know, when we're off air, we're gonna bring it up, and we're like, dude, why didn't you bring that up? Because that's a really funny thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, you better remember, bro. What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Holy crap.
What?
So I told you this story. I went to go eat, and the guy wanted to unnamed person at an unnamed restaurant.
Okay.
I give $10 because my wings come out to $14.28.
Yeah.
I give $10 in cash, and I say, put the rest in the card at unnamed restaurant by unnamed server. And the dude asked me if he can put $5 on my card. Why the hell do you want to put $5 on my card when it's $14.28 and I'm giving you $10?
Did he maybe think in his bozo mind that maybe wanted a tip? Maybe that was his tip?
I don't know.
He's like rounded up to 15.
No, I hope not.
No, right?
Because, bro, like, I was like, why do you want to do that? Uh-huh. I'm giving you $10 and telling you to put the rest on the card.
Right.
It's $4.28 that goes on the card. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
God damn. Okay, no, he was just stupid, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, no. And the funny thing is, I went with Jonathan that day to eat. I haven't seen Jonathan in a long time. He did the same thing to Jonathan. He gives him $20 and he says half and half. Half on the card, half on the money. He goes, what's half of that?
What the fuck, dude? How does he work there?
I'm telling you, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with putting you in the back to clean up the dishes or to make the wings. Ain't nothing wrong to do that.
Don't put him in the cashier section.
Don't put him at the cashier's, man. Yeah.
Dude,
that's what I wanted to bring up. And I was just like, I'm sitting there like, why do you want me to put $5 on my... If you're going to put $5 on my card, you better take out $9.28 out of my $10 I gave you.
Yeah. Give me a fucking change. Which is still stupid. Just fucking make it easy on yourself. Take the $10, charge the $4.28, and get on with your fucking...
Exactly.
It's fucking wing barn, guys. Fucking idiots.
No,
it's not.
Unnamed restaurant.
No, yes,
it
is.
I'm not confirming.
Fucking morons.
I'm not confirming. I'm not saying who it was. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying where it's located. I'm just saying that unnamed restaurant and an unnamed server.
I remember which one it was.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm just saying there ain't nothing wrong with putting them people in the back to serve the wings.
God damn it.
Honestly.
But it's good ass wings, though.
Oh, I'll give him that. I'll give him that. Yeah, good ass wings.
Good ass wings, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck Wingstop.
Hey, maybe the guy was just having a long day. There was like a lot of things going on. I don't know.
True. But let's not judge him before.
Yeah. We know. I never judge. I was just surprised that this guy wanted to go full $5 on the card. I'm like, no, bro. Look at that. $4.28. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to bring up. And, you know, hey, treat your people right, man. You know, those people don't deserve for you to give them shit. I didn't give him shit. I just wanted him to make sure he understood why he was putting $4.28 on the card and not $5. And I know you're saying, Raul, it's like a little bit of cents extra. Shut up. I don't want him to do it to another person and charge $7 when it's like a $3 that he's supposed to put on a card. Okay? Yeah. So before you guys give me shit,
because it was on two people, mind you guys. It's not just one person, guys. So imagine, you know, him doing that the whole fucking day.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was fucking sticking that cash in or whatever fucking extra money. But let's just say that or whatever.
Yeah. So this has been a fun time talking. I can't see how much time we've really gone.
I think we've done like an hour or something like that.
Yeah, we're actually 5 minutes from doing the whole hour. But
5 minutes.
Yeah,
5 minutes. Great, we can talk about theories. Okay, look, so I was watching this Netflix show.
I don't know what we're going to do, but, you know, next week, it's as always nonsense, and nonsense only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's it called? Like I said, you know.
Well, actually, next week, we're going to the movies, so we can probably review Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Also on the podcast. And then other nonsense, shenanigans, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Friday, what's it called? Because Saturday is when I just start shooting. So Saturday, Sunday is going to be devoted to that.
Right.
But Friday, we'll probably talk about, you know, a little bit about Spider-Man. I'm pretty sure that Brad's going to want to watch that. So we're going to have to do it on the main show as well. But it's okay.
We'll do a meme like we do. Like our semi-dumb reviews. You know? Semi-dumb.
Yeah. So Spidey. So Spidey is coming. That we're going to do. And we're back. We're back in biz. Don't worry about it. I know you guys missed us. I don't know why you missed two idiots talking about literally nothing. And, like, you know, sometimes we get serious. Sometimes we're just the biggest idiots that you've ever heard.
We're the last two brain cells in your body.
In your body. That's who we are. Yeah. So I want to, you know, first of all, I want to thank the Patreon supporters that get this a day early. You guys are awesome. And I want to thank all you guys on the Patreon, but especially our executive producers. We have three of them now.
Whoa.
Yeah, we have Grayson.
Chill, fam. All right, who's the person?
Grayson.
My man, Grayson.
Yep. All right, go follow him on Instagram at GraysonBarker98. My man. Or on Twitter at WarlordHitman98. All right?
Dude, I love that.
Yeah.
What is it again?
Warlord Hitman?
Warlord Hitman. I can't even say it. Badass, dude.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue, man.
My man.
Yeah. Next, Shane. Shane, thank you for being our executive producer. You can follow him on Twitter at, and this is going to be hard for me to do it.
Okay.
S-R-R-K-K Twitch.
Skirt.
Okay? Because it's hard. It's, if I say it fast, I go S-R-R-K.
Sirk.
Yeah. Or you can watch him play video games on S-R-R-K. Twitch.tv/S-R-R-K. Okay? Go into that. And then finally, the third one, our wonderful Journey. Thank you, Journey, for being an awesome executive producer. You can go follow her on Twitter at icemocha_jorn, J-O-U-R-N. I really, really hope you like your Funko Pop that you got with your tier. It's awesome. And I really, really can't wait to see her reaction when she opens it.
What kind of pop was it?
I can't say it. But okay. She's a really big wrestling fan, and we got her a really, really good pop. So whenever she gets it, I have a feeling she's going to post about it.
Nice.
So thank you, Journey. Thanks, everybody else who supports us. You can go follow us on Twitter at @TheNerdCore_, Instagram at @TheNerdCore, Facebook page, TheNerdCore Pods. Join the Facebook group, The Nerdverse, the official NerdCore group at facebook.com/group/TheNerdCore. And that is it. It's been a fun time. Go listen to Wawasi's, the new album from J Balvin and Bad Bunny.
Wow.
The amazing collab album.
Yeah, dude.
It's good.
It was dope. The gym was good today.
Yeah. Gym was good today.
Yeah, it was good. I listened to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So With that being said, it's been a wonderful time, and next time you listen to me, my voice will be a lot less stuffed. Yeah. Luis, you want to say anything?
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking of this, but you remember that pass the plate thing where he's like, I love zucchini. Remember that? I just wanted to say that. When he's like, I love red pepper. And then he's like, I love zucchini. We know, Julian. You love red. But if it's too spicy for the ratatouille or some shit. Fucking Julian, you shit. All right. Anyways, that was it.
Go watch Ratatouille.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Ciao.